I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 25. Proverbs 25. We've gone through this blessed book now. This is 11 years that we've been in Proverbs, verse by verse. I'd like to look at verse 14. Proverbs 25:14. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. Now, we know from the Scriptures that the Lord is pleased to call His sheep out of the darkness of sin and unbelief through the preaching of the gospel. That's the only way God calls His people. No other way but through the preaching of the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 13 and 14 declares that His people from the beginning were chosen to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. That is through the sanctifying, setting apart work of the Spirit of God, called and regenerated by the Spirit of God, through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. That is, by faith given them from above, to believe the gospel of God's free and sovereign grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whereunto, or it was to this end, He called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's through the preaching of the gospel. God Almighty sends His men to preach the gospel. And the gospel that is preached and blessed of God is through only those men that God calls. God calls and God blesses that which He does. I heard Brother Henry say, and I've said it here before, it is the words that we preach are true words, but unless they're blessed by the Spirit of God to the obtaining of that which God has purposed, the salvation of His people, then it's just words. It's words that fall on deaf ears. The Lord said, Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So there are men called of God for the gathering of God's sheep. And men that are taught the truth and sent into all the world to preach Christ and Him crucified. So men declare the message of salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But there are many, the Scripture reveals, who claim to preach the truth, but are truly false prophets. Now the Lord dealt with this Himself many, many times in the Gospels. But throughout all of the rest of the New Testament, it's we're warned and warned and warned. 1 John 4:1 says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, and that is every preacher. You know that. But try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We're admonished, don't believe every man who claims to be endowed with the gift of the Spirit to perform the office of a prophet or a preacher or a teacher. Don't just arbitrarily, well, I'm a preacher. Well, I had someone call me up on the phone and told me that he was a preacher, he's going to be in this area. I never met the guy. Told me he was going to be in this area, wanting to know he's in the ministry. And he wanted to know if he'd come preach. I said, no. And he said, no? No. I said, I don't even know you. I don't even know what you preach. And they claim. The Lord said, Matthew 24:5, for many shall come in my name, claiming that they're, you know, in my name, saying, I am Christ. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. What does that mean? I am Christ. Are they saying that they are the Lord Jesus Christ? No, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is, I'm preaching the gospel of Christ. I'm preaching what the Lord blesses. I'm preaching the way to Christ. I'm preaching what the Lord told us to preach. That's what they're saying. Many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many will come saying that, and many will be deceived. So, these that are preaching this, how did they get here? Well, they're sent of the devil. That's in Matthew 13:39. The Lord, when they the parable about the homeowner that sent his servants in and they sowed wheat and the enemy came and sowed the tares, and the Lord then explained the parable and said it's the devil. The devil did. So they're preachers, false preachers, and they're sent of Satan to be deceivers. They're deceivers. And they're sent to disturb the church, the true church. And there's always been deceivers in the midst of God's people. And so therefore, the scripture says we're to try the spirits, those who claim to be sent of God, whether they are of God, because of the surety of charlatans being in the midst. They're here. Now John, the Apostle John, said in 1 John 4:2, listen to this. If there's ever a passage that we need to understand concerning preachers, it's this one right here. It doesn't matter. I don't care how sincere they sound, how sweet they sound, how this, that, and the other they sound, how many good works they do. It doesn't matter. Listen to this scripture. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Now, somebody say, well, that's an easy one then, because everybody confesses that. Everybody believes that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Yeah, but what does that mean? What did John mean? Here's what he meant. Every spirit, every preacher that confesseth that Jesus Christ, that the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, and when you say Jesus Christ, you're talking about man, Messiah, God made flesh, who is the sent of God, the Messiah. Every man that preaches that the eternal Son, who has ever stood according to God's eternal covenant of grace as the surety, God has a people that he has chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, and according to the covenant of grace, the contract between the three persons of the Godhead, one God, three persons, everyone that preaches that Jesus Christ, the one who has covenanted to stand as the surety that he came from heaven, made flesh, that he would, as the God-man mediator, the federal head of the bride, that he would live for, thereby establishing righteousness that will be imputed to the sheep, that he lived for and died for, that is, laid down his life for the sheep. Call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people, from their sins. That he lived for and died for, being made sin for them. He hath made him to be sin for us. The scripture says, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Who knew no sin? That he might answer, he died for us, that he might answer every demand for righteousness and justice before God for a people that God everlastingly loved and will not let perish. Now that's what it is to say, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. That's what it means. I told you this, demons believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, the fact of the matter. But that what he came to do, that's the issue right there. So every spirit that confesses that, salvation is by grace, through faith, not of yourself, gift of God, every man that confesses that is of God, is sin of God. And every spirit that confesses not that is not of God. They're liars. They're deceivers. So every spirit, every preacher acknowledges himself to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul said in Romans 1:1. That's what James said in James 1:1. That's what Peter said in 2 Peter 1:1. Paul, James, Peter, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God's preachers, set apart to the ministry, they have this confession of themselves as being instructed by the Lord, Luke 7:10, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Now, with that backdrop, and I'm just going to look at this verse of Scripture right here, and it's not going to take me but just a second. I'll be done in just a minute. Proverbs 25:14. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. The boast of God's men, God's people, all God's people, in the Lord is this. In God, this is Psalm 44:8. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. We boast in God alone. God has chosen us. God has redeemed us. God has called us. God has sealed us. God has taught us. God has led us. God has kept us. Unto Him alone we give all the honor and glory and praise, and we have no confidence in our flesh. We boast in Him. But whoso boasteth in himself, here's the key, of a false gift, In the margin right here, whoso boasteth of himself of a false gift, my margin says, in a gift of falsehood. Falsehood. It's like clouds and wind without rain. Whoso falsely boasts of gifts that he says he received from God. Gifts that aren't consistent with the Scriptures. Gifts that don't give all the honor and the glory and the praise unto the Lord, but rather give glory and honor and praise unto men because of their free will, their free will decision, their self-righteous works is like clouds and wind that appear to promise rain, but there is no rain. Jude, under the inspiration of God's Spirit in Jude 1 verse 12, said, "These are spots in your feast of charity." Spots. I never knew this. I'm sure many did, but I just, you know how I am about looking up words. They are spots in your feast of charity. The feast of charity is the assembling of God's people that feast on the bread of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the feast. But what are these spots? They are spots in your feast. Looking that word up, it means a hidden reef, R-E-E-F-S, like a rock under the water, like a boat going through, coming up to the shore, and you just don't realize there's a reef there. And it's going to wreak havoc on a boat. It means a hidden reef. It means a point of danger. You can't detect it by looking at the top of the water. Just like looks like there's water there, but there's a rock under that. They're like spots in your feast of charity. And when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. They're in the midst. That they're providing only for themselves. Without fear of God or respect for the gospel. Clouds they are without water. What is that? They're promising to setting forth the water of life himself. Carried about with winds of false doctrine. Trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, that is, claiming to be trees planted by the Spirit of God without the fruit of the Spirit. Twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Dead spiritually, and preaching a dead message. A message that is fit only for destruction. They themselves and the message is it's going to perish. Twice dead, saying they're preaching a message that can give life, and it won't give life. The Spirit of God doesn't bless it. Doesn't bless the message, but you know. And so here, you know, this, you know, whoso boasts himself of a false gift, that gift spoken of, that false gift, is that gift of salvation. You know, the Scripture says in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." But whoso boasteth himself of a false gift, someone that stands up and tells men, "This is how you can be saved. This is how you can have the gift of God." And it's a false gift. It's a lie. It's deception. Whoso boasts himself of a false gift, that gift that promises salvation, but it's not by grace through faith, but rather they're boasting of one that's through the deeds of the law. And the Scripture sets forth Romans 3:20, "Therefore by the deeds of the law, by something you do," let me just sum it up like that, anything that you think you did in order to be saved. I was converted because the Scripture says sinners are saved by the grace of God. And then God tells them what he did. Brother Henry said, you know, how do you separate regeneration and faith? He said, you just can't even separate them. You know, what comes first? Henry said they're together. God calls a man or a woman out of darkness and they believe. You know, but we're not converted because we believed. We believe because we're converted. But therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight. Now you might think you're justified in your sight or in the sight of others, but by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in His sight. And He's the only one that matters. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. The law condemns. The Lord reveals sin. But the law shows no mercy. The law is unwavering. Sinners are not saved through the proclamation of a false gospel, but are regenerated according to the Word of God by God's good pleasure through the proclamation of a message that declares salvation to be all of grace. Salvation is of the Lord. Men and women are the recipients of the grace of God. And we proclaim the unsearchable riches of God's grace in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We preach the gospel. And then we wait upon the Lord to do that which only the Lord can do and shall do. He shall save His people from their sins. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind with no rain. But when God is pleased to bless His word, He does so, but He'll only do it through the message of the gospel of God's free grace. I pray God bless this to His glory and our good. Amen. All right.